Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go, with Jim and Nobby.
How's it all looking today? Well, I can tell you now, having a little look at all the things. Interesting to hear Jurgen Klopp apologising, torn apart on another miserable night in Naples, humiliated in their Euro opener as Napoli hit three first half goals and missed that penalty. Did he mention the flight? He said it's a long flight from, I presume he means on the way home. Probably it's like a very quiet flight. Yes, haha. Ryan Giggs, staying with footballers yesterday, said he was disappointed to learn he is expected to face a retrial next year on charges of assault and controlling his ex-girlfriend. He now must wait 10 months for the new hearing, added that he was confident of clearing his name. So that's everywhere this morning. A syndicate of 19 staff cake makers at Cake Makers Broderick's. Now, I'm trying to remember, were Broderick's on The Irish Apprentice, or was there a Dragon's Den thing do with them? If you ever seen those bars, like you're in a coffee shop, whatever, they're like, they've Rocky Roads and Tiffin Squares and those kind of things. A syndicate of staff there shared in a EuroMillions win. The County Dublin crew claims their match 5 plus lucky star ticket yesterday, 7 months after setting up their group. And one of the lucky people said they plan to get new teeth with a windfall of around 10,000. So yeah, they got just under 200,000 between them, but there's 19 staff. So would you rather win a small amount and actually have a chance of winning it with colleagues, or would you rather, you know, risk never winning it, but, you know, if you got that 200 all to yourself? It always kind of, it's a question that goes around in my head. Reasonably good news for childcare workers. Last night hailed a historic pay increase that will end poverty wages. The government have approved a pay deal yesterday which will provide wage increases and new salary structures for about 27,000 staff who work in childcare. They should kick in from the 15th of September and will provide new minimum hourly rates. So ranging from €13 per hour to €17.25 per hour with graduates on the higher end of the scale. Teachers and childcare, they're just two areas that you kind of scratch your head and go, why aren't they paid more? They're in charge of the future. A bishop has launched the search to find out Ireland's favourite hymn, chosen by public vote. I'm going to keep this one for Crossy, because you may not know this, but he's a minister of the Eucharist. So we will find out exactly what should be Ireland's best known and most loved hymn. And Garth Brooks landed in Ireland yesterday as touts are selling tickets for 5 times their face value. He touched down in a private jet for the first of the 5 shows and said, do not buy from unofficial sellers. Scammers on auction sites wanted €450 upfront for a pass with an €80 face value, and another seller has 3 premium tickets up for sale for €998. You should just round it up, just ask for the grand, like, you know. So if you're desperate to see him, you're being urged to try and get it from legitimate sources, not illegitimate sources. So that's how the world is kind of looking this morning. We will have a look at Dish the Dirt. We'll give you a chance to win a gorgeous new Samsung phone thanks to Air. A bishop has launched the search to find Ireland's favourite hymn, chosen by public vote, and the winning song will be performed every day at the National Ploughing Championships for the entire event. So I just thought, you being a minister of the Eucharist, this is one of the hymns that's up there as a potential one that will be Ireland's favourite hymn. Do you remember from school?
I remember going to Mass every day for school. You used to always get a load of money going to funerals or weddings.
Just turning up like it for,
you know, when you were serving. What was that? The serving. You were an altar server.
So here I am, Lord.
I, the Lord of sea and sky.
Is that Daniel O'Donnell?
I just latched into Spotify, whatever I could find came up. Okay, that's a nice one, yeah. Like, you'd hear that a lot maybe at funerals, not to bring the mood down. Be not afraid. Make me a channel of your peace. I don't think I know that. Do you know that one?
Yes, that was always a great one.
How
because,
one
you know...
Go?
Make me a channel of your peace.
Is that it?
Yeah. I always loved... Do you know what? Classic 90s Ireland was going to mass and roaring these out and your ma looking at you going, shut up or I'm going to deck you. Oh, this is very eloquent.
Oh, yeah, it's Catherine Jenkins. One of the most beautiful women on the planet.
She's stunning.
I don't remember this one, I'm like...
Oh, you will now, once she hits it.
Make me a channel of your peace.
Getcha.
You know us?
Yeah.
Where there is hatred, let me bring your love.
Do you know what the mad thing about this is, right? Is that Ireland has so far gone away from the church... Yet we do things that bring us back to the 90s within a half a second.
Well,
and this muck is just...
Yeah, but these remind you of school and maybe your first confession, which was much about you as the church, you know, part of growing up. Sorry, we're not that far removed from the church because the last time I did this poll in 2019, when the championship was last held, the same man asked the public to pick their favourite prayer.
Oh,
and Ireland's favourite prayer was selected then. So
go
this,
on, what
this
was
This actually
it?
Works. The Hail Mary.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
I always wondered why they never did a Now That's What I Call Hymns. Now That's What I Call Hymns 2022.
80 incredible hits on 2 albums.
Including 3 altar servers singing, bum, bum, bum.
Ireland's favourite hymn should be Maniac 2000. Yeah, funky, yeah.
Do you always find there was always a family in your parish or in your community that had a guitar and thought they were rock stars and used to do like rock music
for
hymns?
They'd have a folk mass. You'd have a special mass with singing in it with musicians.
My friend is not holy at all, but he loves the Oh and the Lord, Oh and the Lord. You know that music, you know? And he's flying to London next week to see some fella called B.B. Winans. Was he in a song that we would have played years ago? B.B. Wino or B.B. Winans, whatever
his
name is.
Wino was Winans.
You know that fella, whoever he is. Anyway, he's going over there, not religious, just loves the music.
Yeah, that was...
He was in a song that everyone used to know. Ah, yes. So, I wonder will he play that.
Well, you'd need the girls to do it. B.B. was in this song. I'll try and find you a bit of B.B., hang on.
There he is.
That's it. There's BB there. Great singer.
He's paid £100 to go see that.
Maybe that should be the... I don't know what should be the favourite hymn. Have you got a school hymn from your primary days that should make the list to be at the Ploughing Championships? Garth Brooks for 5 nights and the Ploughing Championships of Ireland's favourite hymn. We really have moved on a lot at all.
We have gone proper Ireland.
The hymns that have been up there, Crossy remembers most of them from school. I did let everyone know, by the way, that you're a minister of the Eucharist, which is a very honourable thing, Crossy.
Yeah, very strange. I used to play football with a priest, and he was like, come on in. Mass is so boring that, you know, you got to break it up. By...
Was it just you and the priest, or was it a full team?
Full team, yeah.
And what position did he play?
He played goalie.
Right.
Yeah, I think he still plays football, actually, yeah.
Saving you all from the devil.
But it's mad when you hear them curse. It gets mad when you're calling them by their first name and they're having the crack and all of a sudden you're going, oh.
So the Zacchaeus has come up for discussion. Not a hymn, but I didn't know that there's modern versions for Zacchaeus, and he's not a greedy little man anymore. He is a... This. That's not the version I remember.
No, that's not the version I remember.
It like
and they woke it up.
Yeah, his ma, it's like your ma would tell you to get down from that tree. And he wasn't a wee little man, he was a greedy little man. That was the whole point of the story.
And like, were they throwing stones at him because he was greedy and he was taking everyone's money?
Yeah. I also can't remember. Was it a sycamore tree or was it just a generic tree? I think
it was a generic tree.
I don't remember.
Does anyone remember what was our books called? It was Alive and Kicking or Alive something that we all had. It was a white colour. They always used to talk about the kids in Kenya as well. It was such a random time and a random...
I think there's a lot of different books depending on your school. Grow and Love, I think, is the one these days. But he doesn't explain what he's going to his house for. Like, it was...
It's very menacing.
Wasn't he a tax collector or something?
Zacchaeus the tax collector. And he was taking everybody's money and he was out, you know, spending it all the time. Alive, oh, someone just said.
Like, he basically worked for revenue. Like, that's the equivalent of, anyway.
It was revenue.
Anyway, it's a strange one. They're looking for Ireland's favourite hymn for the National Ploughing Championships. The winning hymn gets played every single day to launch it down at Stradbally.
And aren't we lucky that we live in Dublin and we have no business whatsoever.
We can give us the total swerve.
Yeah.
Harry Styles jumps in a plane, leaves Venice and goes to... Or was it Vienna? Where were they?
Venice. He went from Madison Square Garden to Venice to back to Madison Square Garden.
Okay. And so he is based in New York. He's got an apartment there.
Yeah, he's doing 10 shows in Madison Square Garden at the minute, so it's crazy.
And he's spoken about this bit.
This is our 10th show at Madison Square Garden. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be back in New York. I just popped very quickly to Venice to spit on Chris Pine. But fret not, we're back.
You know, what else can you do? So 10 gigs there. That's a cool place to go see him. Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney test their football soccer IQ. They're calling it soccer so the Americans understand. It's the couple's football soccer quiz. In this episode, Ryan and Rob face off and ask each other all sorts of questions about the game. Can Ryan explain offside in 11 words or less? And who doesn't know the difference between a direct and an indirect free kick? Here we go.
Give an example of a foul that would result in a straight red card.
Spike to the nuts.
That would do it.
Cleats to the nuts every time.
It's not on the card, but we'll take it.
We'll take it, yeah. Well, spitting on a player.
Yeah.
Denying an obvious goal-scoring opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Violent conduct. Lunging with raised spikes. I think that covers
the spikes
and the nuts. Sure. Object or ball thrown. Also, it doesn't have to be the nuts.
It doesn't. Shins are sore too. Whatever you do, if you get yourself a chance on Disney Plus, watch Welcome to Wrexham. It's fantastic.
I need to watch it. And happy Disney Plus Day today. They've got loads of offers and they're dropping loads of trailers and God knows what else today. You can go see Pinocchio. My friend can't say Pinocchio. He calls it Pinocchio. And he goes berserk over it.
Why can't he say it?
He just
can't pronounce it.
He can't pronounce it. He goes, I know you think I'm saying Pinocchio, but I'm not saying Pinocchio. I'm saying Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
So Pinocchio is on Disney Plus as of 8 a.m. this morning.
Can you say Geppetto?
But Geppetto.
Geppetto's okay.
Tom Hanks' voice in this. Whoa, it's
Is
unreal.
He Geppetto?
He's Geppetto. Wait till you hear
his
voice.
Man. Meghan Trainor's back in new music. She does make catchy songs. I'll give her that. That's this shit for now. Do you know or work with or live with or are you related to someone who sounds like this? It's more of the Mr. Men that didn't make it.
Hello, boys and girls. This is the story of Mr. Moneyhole. Mr. Moneyhole starts moaning the moment he wakes up.
Oh, no. I'm awake again. And it's Tuesday. I hate Tuesdays. Tuesday's in between Monday and Wednesday. Oh, I don't even know which day I hate the most. Oh, God damn. Oh, yeah, I hate it.
Mr. Moneyhole will go downstairs and have his breakfast.
Oh, God, what is it? Cornflakes again? I don't want to fry it. If I fancy a fry, but I don't want to do all the work and fry stuff and get plates and pans out. I just have to have some toast again. Oh, yeah, great, toast.
Then he puts on This Morning with Philip and Holly on TV. And he moans again.
Not everything that funny, Philip and Holly. Yeah. Philip and Holly, you're all so happy, aren't you? Yeah. That's not what real life's about, I'm telling you.
Mr. Moneyhole hates his job and everyone he works with. He's not looking forward to going into work today.
Oh, God. the thought of seeing Alan and Brian and all them and Chad and Patricia. Oh, my God, they're all melters. Oh, God. All they do is moan all the time.
Mr. Moaniehole gets on the train. And guess what? He doesn't like anybody else who's on the train with him.
Hey, why don't you take a picture of me? It'll last longer, yeah?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't looking at you.
Yeah, well, why don't you look out the window at beautiful Booterstown? Stop looking at me. Do you think you know me or something?
While he's on the train, Mr. Moaniehole reads his newspaper. He gives out about the front page.
The government! The government did it again! Everything the government does annoy me, it does. Oh, yeah. Look at those fellas, look. All those criminals. I know what I do to those criminals. I know what I do.
And he gives out about the back pages, too.
Ah, for God's sake, couldn't kick snow off a rope. I don't know why you bother supporting that team. Rubbish!
After work, a very strange thing happens. Mr. Moaniehole goes to a pub near where he works. He sits up on a stool all by himself and has some fizzy drinks.
Hey, give us a fizzy drink there, will you? Make it snappy and stop looking at me. And turn that music down a bit, will you? Because I can't hear myself think.
And for about an hour, he stops being Mr. Moaniehole.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a long day there, but I'm cheering up now. You know what I mean? I'm busting out of here. I'm busting out of here. Do you like a bit of Dame O'Dempsey, do you? Oh, I love a bit of Dame O'Dempsey. Oh, yeah. Oh, the L triangle goes jingle, jingle. Gee, something great for him all of a sudden.
When he gets home, he has his dinner, falls asleep. But when he wakes up the next morning, he's back to being Mr. Moaniehole again.
Oh, God, it's Wednesday again. I hate Wednesdays. Oh, God, I'm the home for the week. Oh, Thursday tomorrow, I hate Thursdays. I think I hate Thursdays more than Wednesdays. Here we go again.
Goodbye, Mr. Moaniehole.
Why do you even bother doing these? These are rubbish. Think they're funny, do you? They're not funny. They're not funny, right? I don't know why you keep bothering with them. You've been doing them too long. They're not funny. Nobody likes them. Nobody likes you.
Questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Aaron's on the line. What's the story, Aaron?
How's it going, lads?
We're good, we're good. What's ahead of you today?
Well, I actually have the week off today, but I'm doing the school runs at the moment, so I just full car this morning. So if you hear any background noise, it's just the kids.
That's okay. I've crashed with me here in the studio as well, so I know how you feel.
And all hungry.
Come on, make us all jealous. When you do the school drop-off, what are you going to do?
I'll tell you, I'll probably bring Mammy for a coffee, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, romance. Right, very good. Okay, 10 questions. Just a coffee. Would you buy her a scone or anything, or like treat her like?
Well, I don't know. It all depends what she wants, you know. I'll bring her the butlers. You got a free chocolate there. I'll bring her the butlers.
Romance is alive and well.
I got this for you.
I'm telling you.
Brilliant.
Okay, well, look. 10 questions. €1,000. No help from the back of the car.
No.
Okay, here we go. Good luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What is Postman Pat's cat called?
Jeff.
Gladiators is coming back to our screens in 2023 on BBC, but what channel was it originally on?
ITV or UTV.
Apple unveiled their new iPhone overnight. What number are we on now?
14.
Napoli beat who? 4-1.
They beat Liverpool. I hate Liverpool, so delighted with that.
Could you repeat that answer again?
No.
Roman Zelansky is the alter ego of what singer?
Roman Zelansky.
Yeah, got me too.
Roman Zelansky.
You're going to have to go to the next one.
I don't know. Go
which,
on, next
which
one.
Member of One Direction did Gigi Hadid go out with?
Gigi Hadid? Was it Zayn?
Yes. How many breaths does the average human take per day? 18,000, 20,000 or 25,000?
I'll say 25,000.
Complete the slogan. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's...
MasterCard.
Warsaw is the capital of where?
Poland.
And a hatchling is a baby what?
Duck.
Total guess. It's a random one. I was like, oh, I didn't know that until 5 minutes ago. A hatchling is a baby crocodile.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't know that myself.
Someone's texting in already. Clop out.
Clop out. Get off.
Moy's in.
Are you a United fan, Aaron, are you?
No, I tell you, I'm actually an Everton fan.
Oh God. Hang up. No wonder he's going for the free chocolate.
I'm telling you.
Okay, so Warsaw is the capital of Poland. MasterCard. It's 20,000 breaths that the average human takes per day. His name was right. Nicki Minaj, Roman Zelensky, the alter ego.
I wouldn't have known that one.
Yeah, Liverpool 14. The 90s, it was on ITV, UTV and Jess. Was that an 8, Rossi?
That was an 8 today. You're the highest score of the week.
Ah, good stuff, lads. Good stuff. Right. Delighted with that because I tell you, I'm always saying, Jays, if I ever got through to that now, I'd always get a high one and it'd be given out when people miss questions. So I was delighted to take the call today and I'll take an 8. An 8 is solid. So.
It's all right.
How many people have you got you in your car at the minute? How many kids?
Well, there's 5. There's myself, the missus and the 3 kids.
Do they want cinema passes to movies at Dundrummer Swords?
I'd love them.
Brilliant. We'll send them out to you.
Brilliant stuff.
Never take cinema passes from strangers unless it's Crossy. Good luck.
Thanks a million, lads. Up the toffees. Up the toffees.
Bye-bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're late, Nicki Minaj got me as well this morning on the Instagram. A lot of up the toffees, so I had to come out of the woodwork.
If you listen to a lot of Nicki Minaj's songs, her earlier stuff, like the popular stuff, Super Bass and all that, you will always hear that word, that Roman Melansky or whatever it's called, is always in the songs.
Okay, right, yeah. Get you.
And so if you ever hear the songs, that's what you hear. I saw this thing earlier on about Zac Efron, right? You know the way he was in High School Musical, child star, did a couple of movies. Remember Bad Neighbors, and he did the movie as well with your man that goes, what's that actor?
What's that? Mm.
You know, look at my face. You know the actor that goes, really popular actor, famous.
What film is
famous
he?
Famous actor.
De Niro.
De Niro, Bad Grandpa. Great movie.
Yeah, right, okay.
So anyway, he did that movie and all that, but then he kind of disappeared for a while, and in 2021 he came back out and people were going, whoa, what has happened to him? His jawline looks like Johnny Bravo, and he's never ever addressed it up until the last couple of days. He said in 2021 he was running around his gaff in his socks and in the nip and he fell.
Oh, that's a kind of slippy socks and in the nip. You're going to hit something that shouldn't be hit.
And sadly, this time he hit his jaw and he had to get a whole thing reconstructed. So now he has a chiseled jaw and it's a bit too chiseled, kind of like Johnny Bravo. And that's the reason why he looks different now. He's never talked about it before up until the last couple of days.
It's a pretty good outcome, isn't it? Can you make me more... I wouldn't have thought, like, if you have an accident and you need surgery on the back of it, I wouldn't thought you'd have chats with the surgeon beforehand. Can you make me have a bit more chiseled? I would have thought you're just trying to fix you.
I think he must have been running like an Olympic runner because... He goes into the description about what had happened and all that.
Probably DPD at the door or something. So why was he in the nip with just his socks on?
That story is, he hasn't told us anything about that. I'm more into that. Like, what was going on?
There's definitely something about, you know, if you were and you just, you feel slightly less exposed.
Yeah, when you're in your house on your own, like you're literally on your own, there's no one there, there's no housemate, there's no anyone. Would you walk around in your boxers? Or if you're a girl in your bra or knickers?
Probably not. But if I needed something, if I just needed water or something, I wouldn't like consciously walk around for hours. You'd be cold.
My friend goes around the nip. Like we're always talking about it. And he goes, why? He said, I'm in my house, I'm on my own, no one's there, and it's a bit of comfort, and he walks around. Like he watches TV in the nip.
On the couch?
On the couch. Yeah, because I've sat on that couch before.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get that. He's like, well, it's my couch.
Do you know which particular cushion that parts would be on?
I try not to imagine.
Where does the top of them go? that's where I'd sit.
But it's weird.
Yeah, no, look, accidents can, slippy floors and socks, if you're just wearing probably those white sports socks, there's a good bit of slippage in them now if you're racing.
Yeah, now the reason why I'm telling it is because there's something going on with High School Musical. If you watched that back in the day, they've all appeared at the school. Could it be for Disney Plus Day, which is today? Who knows?
Okay.
There could be a reunion.
A bit of sense in it.
Yep.
Right, well, the jaw kind of suits him, I have to say. It's. I'm just looking at photographs of him. Like, he was a good-looking man to begin with. He's still a good-looking man. So there's no real bad outcome here for El Zach.
I wonder would the same thing happen if he ran around with our bellies. Get rid of it! Get rid of it!
That'd be more aquaplaning.
Yeah.
Without the water.
Free Willy.
It's 8:25 on the Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104. If you've got some household secrets, I know you'd like to be comfortable, please share away. We won't tell anybody. Coming up, your chance to win a gorgeous new Samsung phone, who fired some amazing shots at Apple this morning over their new iPhone.
It's amazing.
Is what they've said is brilliant.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
I like Disney. It makes me happy. Happy Disney Day, everyone. Pinocchio is now out. Now, I think it's worth pointing out that the original Pinocchio, Crossy, is 82 years old.
Wow.
Right?
You forget about that. Even the likes of The Jungle Book and all those classics have been out years and years.
Older than your granny.
Yes.
Tom Hanks is Geppetto. Now, Geppetto looks a bit like Tom Hanks in this, kind of. But if you're expecting to hear Woody, it's not him.
His voice is beautiful.
It's very different.
Turn around. Let me get a look at you. I will be right here when you get back.
Pinocchio is running around loose without a conscience. Can you imagine the trouble he's going to get into?
Wouldn't want that on my conscience.
Everybody who's anybody wants to be a somebody.
But I want to be real.
Why on earth would you want to be real
when you can be famous?
I'm a real boy. Now, there are parts of the original Pinocchio where he drinks things he shouldn't drink and he smokes things he shouldn't smoke. I'd imagine they are not in this new version.
Not anymore. But yeah, okay. Disney Plus days today, everybody. Happy Disney Plus day.
Okay, it goes green in the 82-year-old version. Anyway, Harry, he went back to Madison Square Gardens and he said that he had to do something.
This is our 10th show at Madison Square Garden.
It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be back in New York. I just popped very quickly to Venice to spit on Chris Pine.
He's joking.
But fret not, we're back.
He's having a laugh about it. Meanwhile, his old pal Louis sat down to talk about another episode of Snack Wars. He was sampling snacks and some weird meals from the UK and America. I presume the UK stuff you'd be a bit more familiar with.
I'd say so, and a lot more normal, maybe.
Hi, I'm Louis Tomlinson, and you're watching Snack Wars UK versus US on Lab Bible. Premium haggis. And what, this is Scottish, is it? Yeah, I'll have a look up back. Cooked lamb lungs, with oatmeal and spices. It sounds foul. Why does anyone eat this? No offence to anyone who likes it, obviously. What else do they have in Scotland? That they do then like deep-fried Mars bars. It doesn't smell too bad.
Can you taste it?
Oh my god! That's f***ing foul!
I can't imagine it's nice at all.
If you're looking forward to, by the way, Andor, it's coming out very soon. Disney Plus Day today have released a special clip on, if you've got the platform as well. And if you're a fan of BTS, they have got a new concert, BTS Permission to Dance on Stage LA, which is going to be pretty big for people tonight if they want to watch it.
Speaking of watching things, Gavin and Stacey, there is an American version.
No.
Did not know about this. And it's getting roasted. Not in a good way.
What I want, you got.
There she is.
All right, I guess inbreeding does work out sometimes.
Did you come along?
$10 for artisanal frankfurter with kimchi.
Oh, you bet.
So, drinks?
So is this what you usually do? You hang out in happening places with bra bars and angry giraffe women?
This is not my thing. My thing involves normal-looking people sleeping late and cake for breakfast.
Well, I like cake.
You know, I do have one potentially humiliating idea how to fix this.
Pamela! It's not the same.
It's not going to be the same. You know, I interviewed James Corden. It's coming to FM104 in about a month's time. Sound fella. Really nice.
Is that the end of the story?
Oh, yeah.
It's just nice.
Just needs more dinosaurs the next time I'll tell you that story.
Right, well, this is just, I think it's too iconic a show to be messing with. Brad Pitt has squandered tens of millions of dollars on vanity projects in revenge for his divorce from Angelina. A $250 million lawsuit has claimed he's been hit with legal action in a court over the French vineyard that they used to own together. He attempted to secretly move assets from Chateau Miraval. Lewis Capaldi is feeling the pressure ahead of his comeback. The new tune is out tomorrow. He's warned the public he will retire from public life if the new tunes don't perform well.
And would I be lying and saying that we don't have Lewis Capaldi, or have we got Lewis Capaldi soon on FM104?
We have Lewis Capaldi soon. We have Robbie Williams tomorrow.
Brilliant.
So, yes, we have chats with both funny men. Messers would be how you describe both of them.
Unreal.
In a different way. And you'll find out why Robbie Williams finally got the courage to splurge on a very expensive car, but then realised one of the Jenners had bought the same car and he wanted to get rid of it again.
I love him even more.
Have you got an Elton John in your life, Crossy?
What do you mean? Elton that dresses like me nan?
Well, better than that. A friend who is always there, who you don't have to talk to all the time. But if you know someone who, like, if you were like, if you got lifted at 3 a.m, you were down in Store Street and you needed to be bailed.
Yeah, I do. I have one friend who will tell you if you look fat, tell you if you are doing the wrong job, or tell you, oh, I didn't like that this morning, or maybe you shouldn't do that. And only yesterday she messaged me about something and she says, oh, I think you saved yourself a lot of grief by doing something. And I was like, wow, yeah.
So is it always good advice?
It's always advice that nobody would give you because they're always afraid to say it.
Okay.
You know, everyone likes advice if it's positive. Nobody likes advice if it's negative.
So this is like an honest friend who, you know, will tell you the good and the bad.
Yeah. Oh, this one is proper. Like, we've seen each other in the nip. We've chatted. Yeah. And she's always very, you know, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. Oh, watch that person. Okay. Which
so
is good.
So they're kind of like your little guardian angel. Well, basically, Elton John, who's done it again for Britney Spears because it's number 3 in the charts with the new tune, Hold Me Closer. Don't know if it's as good as the one with Dua Lipa, but it's all right. So basically, he's helping her out there and he said, I'm so excited to be able to do it. But he's basically a friend to all of the stars and they range in all kinds of different age groups. Eminem, did you know he's helped Eminem?
Remember back in the day, there was a big thing where Eminem was homophobic and then he was like, no, I'm best friends with Elton John.
Well, they've been pals for around 2 days. Elton signed up as his AA sponsor. When I first wanted to get sober, I called him and I spoke to him about it. He's in the business and he can relate to this kind of lifestyle. So, yeah, they're tight. Did you know he helped Ashley Banjo?
Right, okay.
So, when the Black Lives Matter diversity controversy happened, Ashley Banjo's phone rang one day. It was a landline. It was Elton John on the phone.
That's brilliant. I was going to say Elton just doing it for business, but those two stories actually says the complete opposite.
He said I had a really good conversation with him. It was just what I wanted to hear. The phone just randomly rang one afternoon. Elton John, they're best buds. After he helped him get on a step on the music ladder, he said he's a mentor. He's been like, anytime you want to call me, anytime you need advice, I ring him on a daily basis.
Who's that?
Ed Sheeran.
Come on. Like, come on.
He's been on a bender, drinking at every pub on the way to the studio, rocking up at Elton's house with food all over his top and covered in red wine. Who's that pal of Elton? Robbie Williams. He's helped him out.
Imagine his phone book. Imagine his phone now of all the celebrities he has.
He's pals with Ant. When Ant had the car crash and was not in a good place after the breakup of his marriage, and Deck was doing the show on his own, he was there for him.
I think if everyone has watched that movie that Elton John was in, you'd know how wild his life was back in the day.
And who else is on the list? Well, Johnny Depp. I'm not sure what the vibe is now, but Elton was a dear friend and he wanted me to get clean. Johnny said, I would have been swallowed up by the monster were it not for you.
Elton John told a fantastic story years ago on the Graham Norton show. He said, how diva-esque were you? He said, back in the day when he was doing drink, drugs and God knows what else, he rang a hotel reception in a hotel he was staying in and said, could you please get the wind from stop bouncing off the window? He didn't want a different room. He wanted that's how diva-esque he was.
Three people he couldn't help. He said he left loads of messages for Whitney Houston over the years. Never got back to him.
Oh, no.
Amy Winehouse. On Amy, he said, I wish I could have helped her. And didn't really go into too much detail. And someone else he tried to help was George Michael. George Michael responded by going to a magazine at the time and wrote an article telling him to F off. So he can only try his best. I don't know if you've seen any of these people in the nip just like you, Crossy. And that is a proper solid friendship now, in fairness.
Someone just said, you've seen each other in the nip. No one wants to explore more. No? Question mark? It's Elaine Crowley. I'm going to out her now.
Oh, Jesus.
We're really good friends and she tells me things like, yeah, she rang me yesterday giving out about something I did, and she was like, you shouldn't have done that. You should tell that person to off. Yeah.
Wow. I'd say there's a lot of fellas quite jealous now, Crossy, do you want to do it? He's also helped Dua Lipa in this tune on F104. We have Kira on the line. Good morning, Kira.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, sorry, it was a private number. I could tell by you're like, oh, who's this?
No, it's okay.
bring back the caller ID. Although it hasn't gone away. I don't know, landlines. Anyway, come here. Where was our phone this morning?
Belfast.
It is about a 3-minute walk. No problem, sir. Thank you.
Correct. Antrim. We'd accept either. We weren't going to be fussy about it this morning.
It's a great Instagram question, isn't it? Where is Belfast? Yep. I never would know.
I actually think it's come up.
In County Antrim.
Yep, I think it's come up. So, Kara, the good news is, by the way, what are you doing? Are you at home? Work? What are you?
I'm in the office.
Okay, here. Are there many people there?
No, there's not actually, no.
Right. Is Wednesday your busiest day in the office for people?
No, I'd say our busiest day would be Monday.
Oh, Monday, okay, right, Monday.
We kind of have a meeting on Monday and everyone has to come in for that. And then for the rest of the week, they kind of all work from home, so it's grand.
Oh, that's okay.
A la carte.
Air, Ireland's best value 5G prepay offer, would like to give you a Samsung Galaxy A53 5G phone. And they'd also like to give you some Galaxy Buds 2 to stick in your ears.
Wow. Thank you so much.
That's all right, isn't it?
Thank you. That's amazing. I'm delighted. Thank you so much.
Could you not Monday now? You could tell everyone in the office.
Yeah. Them make them all jealous.
Next Monday. So that shiny new phone will be on its way to you.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Day. See you now.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye.
You see, it pays to answer private numbers. Sometimes.
It's always funny when, if I ever ring someone back for Instagram and I ring them back a girl or a guy, it's always the opposite sex that answers it. It's like, no, you answer that. How are you? And you're going, hello, is such and such there? Oh yeah, they're just here. Hang on there 2 seconds.
Phone past the parcel.
Yeah.
More chances to win that gorgeous phone. More information at air.ie. But the phone up for grabs again tomorrow here on FM104.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.